you know more about what matters in your life because you listen to the Pensacola Expert Panel with Jenna Barr. 9 till 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The opinions expressed on this edition of Pensacola Expert Panel are not necessarily those of News Radio 92.3 AM 1620, but rather the opinions of the sponsor, Claimology, with host Matthew Vanderford.
Good morning, friends. It's 10:35 here in News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. I'm Jenna Barr, and my friend Matthew Vanderford has joined us. Good morning.
Good morning, Jenna. How are you?
I'm really excited because I want to hear some good updates, I hope.
Yes.
In the insurance adjuster world, the public adjuster world. So, you know, let's get started. The last time that we were chatting, there was a lot happening in legislation. There was a lot happening in Florida. Do you have any updates from that?
Yes, thankfully, I was just updated on one of the House bills. I believe it was 305, that it's getting kicked back and forth in the House and the Senate. So one of the things that I'm learning right now is, okay, so the insurance companies are being very aggressive. They're trying to pass a lot of legislation that really is detrimental to Floridians. So anyone out there listening to the show, please take the time to contact your state representative, anyone, and have them strike down, say no to House Bills 3, either Senator House Bill 76 and 305. Those are the two key ones right now that are going to, unfortunately, if they pass, they can really impact, they will impact and affect how insureds are able to recover. And one of those things that I'm going to talk about is, again, as a public adjuster, my job is to do one thing and one thing only. It is to represent the insured and their loss accurately so that they receive the most money that they are eligible for through their policy. I say no more money than that because that's fraud, and no less money because that's also fraud. Underpaying an insurance claim is fraud. Embellishing an insurance claim is fraud. So what is the medium? What's the happy medium? And that's why public adjusters exist. We exist in the capacity to be the vehicle that can balance the playing field. Unfortunately, what's happening now, insurance companies, they're taking advantage of COVID, they're taking advantage of a lot of things, but the reality is sometimes you have to force the insurance companies to pay. It's just like kids. You can create a meal for your children. It can be very nice. You've worked really hard for it. You sit them down and they refuse to eat. Well, that's your kid. You're not just going to get a lawyer to make your kid eat. You know what I mean? I brought right. you into this. We try in our brains. I brought you into this world. I'm working all day and I'm stressed out. Eat your freaking peas. You know what I mean? I told this is killing me. I spent money on these. I'm not throwing them away. Right. That's what we do, right? Well, in the insurance world, the only way sometimes to make the insurance companies pay, unfortunately, is to go to suit, is to have to sue them. And right now, the insurance companies are trying to strip away that leverage by not allowing the attorneys to bill the same way that they were before. Right now, if you have an insurance claim and you win, if the insurance company pays you a dollar and you get one more dollar, the insurance company is required to pay your attorney's fees. And right now what they're doing is they're trying to put in tier levels. They're trying to strategize ways to say, okay, if we underestimate a claim by this much, well, then we're not going to pay your attorneys. And there's a lot of language in there that's going back and forth. So it's kind of vague right now, but they're really going after how your attorney that represents you, if you have to sue the insurance company, gets paid. So what does that mean? If they're able to eliminate a third or a quarter or even more, a quarter or a third or even more of the insurance claims that are eligible to go to suit, they've just saved themselves a quarter or a third of profits, just like that.
Wow.
Just like that. And how would you know? How would you know? So I live in this world where it's really cool. Like, I get to discover things, I get to uncover things, and I get to bring them out into the light, which is awesome. And so one of the insured, hopefully we'll get an insured on the phone, I hope he calls, we were talking, The insurance company, one of the insurance companies sent out a form right now at the very beginning of his loss before he retained our services at Claimology. And I'm a public adjuster, work for Claimology. We're a public adjusting insurance firm based out of Destin, Florida. And we cover the entire state of Florida, but pretty much from Pensacola all the way to Tallahassee, Jacksonville is pretty much our day-to-day business. Mm-hmm. So here in this local area is where we're at. And you can look us up at www.insuranceadjusterschoolhouse.com. You can always call us at 850-684-4794. So it just so happened this insured suffered Hurricane Sally damage here in Navarre, Gulf Breeze area. Mm-hmm. And he was referred through another insured that I had helped recover. And he was referred over to me, and I went over to inspect the loss, and I asked him a specific question. I said, do you happen to have, did the insurance company send you, whatever documents, let me see them, did they send you what's called a sworn proof of loss form? And they did. And the reason why that's so big is because some insurance companies are sending out these forms at the very beginning of the loss, and you have 60 days to fill them in and send them back. And if you don't fill them in and send them back within 60 days, you have lost the potential to bring them to suit, to hold them accountable. That's like their big aha moment, because you have failed to perform your duties under the policy. And because they've said you have failed, because one of your contractual duties in the policy, it states in the little small language, way buried deep, if we request a sworn proof of loss within 60 days, you must comply. If you don't send it in, you have therefore breached contract. You are now in default of your contractual obligations, which means they have grounds to present to a judge and say, Your Honor, we asked them to do something and they didn't do it, therefore we don't have to play by the rules. It happens all the time. I just got a notice from an insured right now with the same letter that said, you failed to comply. I called my colleague up. We called the office, said, listen, we got to scramble. Did we get this done in time? Yes, we did. So they just sent out a blanket form to everyone. And now it's a scare tactic too as well. So sworn proofs of loss are extremely important. And that's why we're here on the radio now, is to help educate people. And the biggest thing that we can do is to say, hey, look out for your documents. Whatever your insurance company sends you, if you don't understand it, ask them. Ask them. And if they don't help you out, find a public adjuster, find an attorney, find someone to get information from and take action. So it's pretty interesting. And so House Bill 76 will eliminate the ability for people to sue their insurance companies effectively, which will reduce the ability for people to recover. And unfortunately, sometimes you have to.
Right. And it's not like the first thing that people want to jump to. We've talked about that before. But sometimes it is a must have to when it comes down to your livelihood and your future. And so, you know, you don't want to just be sue happy. Like, you see that out there, people who are like, I'm going to sue you. Da-da-da. This is something serious. And I actually was looking up, because I've never heard a sworn proof of loss form. I mean, that's something new to me. So a sworn proof of loss is a document so that the policyholder may be requested to submit following a property loss claim. So it says basically to prove and gauge the circumstances of and scope of what they actually lost. So if it's not done within those 60 days, you're saying that the insurance company can be like, oh, you're done.
Yeah. If they've requested it and they don't do it, you're on the hook. You're on the hook. And that means, what I mean by you're on the hook is that you're on the hook of being in breach of contract, and they have tremendous leverage when it comes to holding them accountable. So what does that mean? Because they know that, one of the leverage tactics that I have with my insured is that I've been trained to prepare the claim like it's going to suit. I prepare my file like it's going to go before a judge and a jury all the time. Why? Because when I do that, it helps me pre-suit to settle more claims, because every time that I catch the carrier not acting appropriately, not inspecting the loss properly, underpaying a claim, denying it wrongfully, not doing the things that they should do, or they've just totally underpaid, they've just totally misestimated the claim. But when doing these things and we are able to keep them accountable, it helps us say, hey, listen, do you want to go to suit or do you want to settle now? Do you want to pay attorney's fees or do you want to settle now? That's a huge leverage tool, because sometimes the carriers, they put themselves into situations where they've sent out people that are unlicensed adjusters to adjust loss, and you would never know unless you went to suit. because they're not going to disclose that information. This happened to an insured and for two of his properties down in Hurricane Michael. True story.
How is that even legal, though?
It's not, and that's why they totally settled the claim for everything that we asked for, because when we went to suit, they found this out, which exposed the insurance companies to what's called bad faith, which opens them up to triplicate of punitive damages if it's proved. That's huge. They don't want to go there.
You don't want to go there.
Yeah.
It's like famous last words of Matthew Vanderford right there from Claimology. The public adjuster's famous last words of warning. I love it.
You don't want to go there.
Hey, okay, so we have Nate from Navarre on the phone. Good morning, Nate.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, good morning. How are you doing?
Wonderful, wonderful. Thanks for taking my call.
Excellent. Do you have a question for Matthew? Do you have a story to share? What's going on with you today?
I am calling in. Matthew just mentioned he had hoped I would call, so I had to step up, and that's why I'm doing this, because I wanted to publicly endorse Matthew as just really a godsend for myself and my family. We're going through the claims process right now. For the first time, really uncharted territory. But when Hurricane Sally hit, we did sustain some damage to the roof that was visible, and I knew there was some invisible damage, if you will. And sure enough, upon further inspection, there was more than met the eye. And a good friend of mine had actually recommended Matthew, and they had worked together in the past. And so I reached out. And I tell you what, certainly do not regret that. He has been, like I said, a godsend, just available the whole way. I've been very thorough, very professional, very encouraging, and I tell you what, I'm so much more educated and trained in this process. And I plan on, paying it forward to anyone and everyone. But I'm going to sing Matthew's praises here on the radio. But yeah, that's the bottom line. That's why I'm calling in.
Well, thank you. You're making me teary eyed, seriously. It's really true. I'm very grateful to help your family and to help the people here in this community, because Mr. Nate, I'm not going to use his last name just for claim purposes, but Mr. Nate and his family were, I'm going to say, a victim of an insurance tactic where they sent this form in at the very onset of the loss. And when I got involved, we were well within the 60 days of their request, and we had to rush to get this form in, or else he would have lost his ability to have this leverage of going to suit. And because I got involved, they got a special investigations unit now, because we sent this form in. We sent the form in that they requested. They demanded this form. We sent it in. Now they're starting to posture. Because when you submit that form, the carriers have also a certain time frame that they have to pay or deny their claim or they're in breach of contract. They have now missed their deadline, and now we have them. We have leverage on them. So now their defenses are gone up. So what their tactic did came back and backfired on them. And so that's why, look at your documents. And so I'm so grateful to be a part of Mr. Nate's family and their lives, and they're a great family. And just, thank you very much. I'm so grateful to be a part of your claim process. And here's to a very successful outcome for everyone.
Yes, I love that. And Nate, thank you for sharing your story. And I want to ask you a quick question. In the process of, having your claim after Hurricane Sally, which so many people experienced, did you feel like when it came to just even opening a claim that you were just another number, just another form? Did going to Matthew change that if that was the case?
Yes, ma'am. At the beginning, again, there was some, trepidation. Just knowing the consensus is, at least among those I'd spoken with, that there's more bad than good that comes out of filing a claim. Whether it be increased insurance premiums, whether it be difficulty trying to resell the house, which we have experienced as well. Another house that we own, we just sold recently, but it significantly delayed the process and hampered the process with, previous claims opened on the house. And regardless of the severity of those claims or, the size of those claims, it did tend to, give the prospective buyers some pause, Now, with that, with all that information, I think that that is the, I don't want to say propaganda, but that certainly is the message I think that is being pushed. That certainly benefits the insurance company. I'm not a conspiracy theorist here, but right. It makes sense, right? If the word is out on the street that, hey, this is going to take forever, it's not worth your time, this is probably going to go to court, and now you're going to be in for all these legal fees, and it's just not worth it. So just let's just close out this claim, and you can handle it yourself, and your premiums will stay the same. So I guess that's a long answer to your question. When I did call in, the while the customer service is great, when the adjuster came out, it was a very, how would you say, just short inspection, was not very thorough, and what they came back with I knew was a very, very low estimate, and of course it was conveniently below our our deductible.
Oh.
And so I think the vast majority of those that call in, they, when faced with that, they say, okay, yeah, we'll just flip the bill and move on, we don't want to deal with the hassle of it. So, yes, it you do feel like somewhat of a just another statistic instead of a person in need that just is in, you pay all that money for insurance over the years, you eventually want to get a return on that.
Oh yeah,
is the way I viewed it. And Matthew has more than provided that opportunity. And while we're not done with the process, we certainly have come a long way, and I think we're in a great position to get what is, what I believe is rightfully ours to repair the damages done.
Thank you so much for sharing that. That one of the things you touched on too is in one of our previous conversations, and also here list a little bit, is that people are concerned about maybe asking for what they actually deserve. Mm-hmm. Like, you deserve this. Why? Because you're paying a premium for a contract to protect your home, and you actually deserve what's called the good faith actions of the people that gave you the promise, that, and they're promising you something. When you're handing them that money, they're committing to a promise that's saying, we promise to help you in your time of need.
Right.
And that, but you're paying into it. And so you deserve it. You're working. Here's the, if you think about it rationally, you go to work, you get a paycheck. Whatever you do, if you're in the military, if you're bussing tables, if you're working wherever, you have a job. That's energy of your life, and it's being given to you and compensated to in monetary form. You're taking that energy that you have sweat, and you wake up every morning at 5 o'clock in the morning and fight rush hour track for whatever, and you're giving that to somebody and a promise that they're going to protect you. And that's huge, because that's your energy. Mm-hmm. and you're protecting your home, your livelihood, sometimes your businesses, but the places that you reside. And so it's rightfully yours. If you get up at work on your own volition every single day, and you're giving out money to protect yourself, you have a right to ask for help, especially from those that give you a contract and say, we promise to give you help when you need it most. So I thank you so much for sharing. Thank you so much for being on, and here's to a very good outcome for us.
Amen to that. Yeah, thanks for having me. It's been a real pleasure working with Matthew again. I just cannot recommend him anymore, and really look forward to seeing it through to the end. So I have the utmost faith and confidence in Matthew and his team.
Well, thank you, and we're very grateful for you allowing us the ability to help you. And I say we're elevating the human experience through the mechanism of insurance. That's what I believe. So that's why we're here.
I love that. And Nate, thank you again. Thank you for being brave enough and kind enough to come on and share not only your experience, but what Matthew has done for you. So thank you again for that.
Yeah, thank you.
That's right there. That's a lot. That's so good.
Yeah, I'm just so grateful to have met him and his family, and that was from another family that we were able to help. And that's kind of the way that it works. When you help one, hopefully you help another, and people talk. And the biggest thing that people can talk right now is get out there and talk to your senators. Get out there and talk about legislation, because, I mean, you have to tell them to strike down House Bill 76 and 305, because that will protect you. And that's something we can all do individually, is to get our word and get our voice out. And it's funny, there's a little TV show on, right, like the program, the TV's on. And before we walked in, the actor that played in the new movie Apollo, right? I love Rocky. And like, I talk to all the people, I love boxing. And the biggest thing is I tell people, you have to go the distance. You got to go the distance. You got to be able to go all 12 rounds with the insurance company and come out for the 13th round. You have to be able to do that. And as a public adjuster, I'm so grateful and very proud. If I can say proud, I am proud to be able to assist people in their corner, to be their corner person, to keep pushing them to stay the rounds, stay the course. You're going to make it. And if you can hang on, patience is such the biggest thing. If you can hang on, you are going to do it. You'll be okay.
Right. Yeah. Let's give a little bit of kind of guidance when it comes to, you've made your claim, you've opened a claim, right, for your, with your insurance company. It's not really going the route that you wanted. What do they do in that next process? It's kind of like that gap that they're like, it doesn't look like it's going to go my way. How do they go through that process of contacting you and being able to start getting well on their way to receiving what they deserve?
Well, the biggest thing, if someone's in the situation and you're feeling uneasy about the claim, or you're stuck and you don't know what to do and you need more help, contact us at Claimology. You can, number one, look us up at www.insuranceadjusterschoolhouse.com. But the best way is just call us, 850-684-4794. And from that, I take phone calls all the time. And again, that's 850-684-4794. And I may not represent you officially. That's okay, because you may not need all of my help. You may not need the full services of a public adjuster at that moment. You might just have to be able to tell a carrier, hey, I need this, because you've been able to handle and manage it pretty good. However, some are not. Some are, it's a mess. But if you find yourself in a mess, you can go to Florida Association of Public Insurance Adjusters. That also puts out a list of people that are members and associates of this group. You can contact an attorney, an insurance attorney also. But you want to be very mindful of the attorneys, because not all attorneys are equal. And what I mean by that is that you might have had one attorney that was handling family law one day, and all of a sudden the hurricane comes, he goes, oh, you know what? I can make a lot of money because it's still a contract. Or you can have a contract attorney that says, oh, you know what? I can do this because I'm a contract attorney, but they don't know all the nuances of the laws that are changing and the case law, all the good case law that's out there, because a lot of research. So if you need help, contact us. You get an insurance attorney if you need one. That's all they do every single day. And we've got resources out there. We've had a Florida Advocates have been a member, have been on this show as well. That gentleman, Russell Lazaga, he actually wrote the PIP portion of the law that you have to study to pass the bar in the state of Florida. So here is a gentleman that has a firm that defends insureds, that they use his material that you have to pass the bar with. So they're very smart people and they know their stuff. So I can't recommend them enough.
That's excellent. And also going back to what you've taught me today about the sworn proof of loss form, if somebody receives that, can they use that as an avenue, as just like an inkling, maybe I should contact Claimology as well?
Yes. If you get that form, you want to make sure it's filled out correctly. If it's not filled out correctly, they can also reject it and they can hang you over your head. Yep. So.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. So we are almost at the end. We have about 30 seconds left here. So just again, let's encourage people to go online. You can find Matthew on Facebook, and that's with Claimology as well. And also, go online if you need to reach out to them. You said the best way is to call. What was that number again?
850-684-4794.
Excellent. All right. Yeah. So, Matthew, thank you so much for always taking time to come out and teach us.
Oh, thanks, Jennifer, for having me on. This is fantastic. I love it. This is amazing.
I want to thank Nate again for sharing his story and being brave enough to share that with us.
Yeah, big shout out to Mr. Nate and his family. Thanks, sir. Awesome.
All right, and then I hope we have some good news. Next time you come, we have some good updates, right?
Yes, the bill should cease to exist.